Thank you, Sergio. Julia speaking. On today's call on the Spanish channel, we have Sergio Salinas Porto, Aida Noglia, Aislinn Vargas Basilio, and Diego Acosta Bastidas. On the English channel, we have Dev Anand Tilaksin, and we have apologies from Jacqueline Morris and Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. Our interpreters today are Veronica and Sabrina, and from staff we have Sylvia Vivanco and myself, Julia Charvelin. May I please remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcript purposes and to allow the interpreters to identify you on the other language channel. Thank you, and over to you, Sergio.
This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you, Julia. Thank you for reminding speakers to say their names before taking the floor. That is something that I had forgotten at the beginning of this call. Since this is our first meeting, there are five items on our agenda. Okay, we have proceeded with the roll call, so item number two has to do with what our task is, that is the purpose of this group. Thirdly, we will focus on the election of the chair and co-chair for this group, and I have taken the liberty to somewhat put the topics for this meeting in order, if you will, because I was the proponent for this meeting, but of course we need a chair and a co-chair for this working group. The fourth item would be the organization of the group, that is to define work or tasks and responsibilities. After that, we will address temporary metrics. And finally, any other issues that may crop up during the call. So, let us focus on our task. What is our task? We have to focus our efforts the most here, that is to define this. We thought about having a working group on CCTLDs because of certain developments throughout the recent history, at least the recent history of La Cralo during ICANN meetings. This has to do with presentations regarding .fk and .gs, and sometimes or at a certain point there are certain interests related to new domain names that perhaps bear a similarity to a country or a region, and also certain or different activities within ICANN. And there comes a point when we start seeing the way in which things or developments evolve within our region regarding CCTLDs, we see that there's very little participation or opinion in our region or from our region. So we represent end users, first of all. Secondly, CCTLDs have a direct impact upon our countries. And thirdly, this direct impact has to do with the role of the state, the role of the administrators or managers or CCTLDs. And we as users have a lot to contribute in order to improve this work. Also, on a separate note, ICANN has been producing documents from the CCNSO, topics related to IDNs and domain names, and you very well know that it is important to use non-Latin scripts, for example. So all these topics are being discussed within ICANN, and it would be very interesting for La Cralo as a region with a strategic view to start contributing to this debate or this discussion within ICANN. That is why it is my understanding that we have to focus on this. Now, I don't know what your expectations are regarding all these topics, so I will now open the floor so that you can put forth your ideas, your comments, so that we can agree on what the task of this working group is going to be. So, having said this, I will remain quiet and I now open the floor. Thank you.
This is David, and I can't use my hand since I'm not at the computer anymore. So if you can let Sergio know, I want to finish this week. Once there's nobody else in the queue, I'll be able to connect with you.
Go ahead, please, Dev. You have the floor.
Thank you, Sergio. This is Vivanand. Apologies that I'm not in the busy connect room. There's no electricity where I am right now, so I'm dialing in from my cell phone. There are various policies that are also that come up from comments out of the CCNSO's policy work. And obviously, yes, indeed, the policies of this country code, the CCNSO, does impact end users, especially end users within the territories. So I think do think that a working group such as this, as part of the all-three, would be to look at the work that is happening at the CCNSO level, and to respond to any policies that are coming out of comments to CCNSO. That typically is also posted for all of the communities in ICANN to comment on. And for us to then, well, respond to say what are the impacts of those proposed policies of the CCNSO process, how it impacts the end users. So I think that's probably something that, you know, this working group could do. Second thing, having said that, ICANN doesn't really control the policies of CCTLD. These are within the CCTLD operators to establish such policies as such. So ICANN doesn't really have control
on
the generic top level hello? Am I still on?
Yes, Steph, you are still on.
Okay, thanks. So ICANN has more contractual relationship with generic top level domains, with registries, with registrars, and so forth, and a more indirect relationship with CCTLD registries. So I'm not sure what our potential impact is in that regard, because I don't think that is something that's likely to change in the foreseeable future. So I'll just stop there and of course let others have an opportunity to speak.
This is Sergio speaking. Thank you, Dev. I don't know if Aislan, Aida, Diego, or Sylvia would like to make a comment. And thank you, Dev, for your comment. Oh, before proceeding, there is a member called Salsan. There is a participant called Salsan on the call. Maybe this participant would like to introduce himself or herself. This is Sylvia Herlane. I would like to take the floor. This is Sylvia Herlane speaking. I would like to make a comment regarding what Dev said. That is, we have a liaison with the CCTLD's group, so maybe we could invite that person. I don't know who is the liaison, who is ALAC's liaison to the CCTLD's, so we might invite that person to participate or to join us on our next meeting, and address what Deb said regarding the foreseeable future and the changes. So we could invite this person so that this person could tell us about the view of CCTLDs with regard or respect to the users. That's just an idea. This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you, Silvia. Any other comments? Your idea is pretty good.
This is Dave. I would like to respond to Sylvia. Thanks.
Yes, of course, Dev. Go ahead, please. You have the floor.
Thank you again. This is Dave and I'm speaking. Thanks, Sylvia. Indeed, the ALAC has a liaison to the CCNSO, and the ALAC liaison is Molly Hillard. She closely works with monitors all that is happening within the CCNSO and brings to the attention of the ELAC and issues that, well, the ELAC or at large might be interested in. So typically, in the ELAC monthly calls, there is a liaison report that is prepared by all the liaisons to the various agencies and entities, including the CCNSO's report. So indeed, we can invite Maureen for a call if there is need for one. But I would say the first step will be to monitor and watch the CCNSO liaison report. And if you want to ask questions, you can do so. That's it.
This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you, Dev, for your contribution. It might be interesting to coordinate a meeting with her. And maybe have her join one of our meetings so that we can have a closer approach to the debate within the CCNSO. This is Sylvia Herling speaking. I would like to take the floor. This is Sergio speaking. Go ahead, Sylvia, please, of course. This is Sylvia Herling. Just a point of clarification. Apart from Maureen, it was my understanding that there was somebody from the CCTLDs. Am I right, Dev, or not?
This is Devanant Lakshmi speaking. The liaison from the ELAC to the CCNSO is Maureen Hillard. Who has taken over from Cheryl Langdon Orr. The CCNSO has a liaison to the ALAC. I think it is a... right now, my name is on blank. I think it's Ron Sherwood. I believe it's his name. I can check on computer once I'll come back up and get the name properly. So he can also be contacted regarding, issues that you think that is happening within the CCTLDs that is of concern to end users in Latin America and the Caribbean. That's it.
This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you. Thank you, Sylvia. Is that clear now that Dev replied? Sylvia speaking. Yes, thank you. Sergio speaking. Now, I don't know if Aida or Aislinn would like to make a comment. This is Aida speaking. Aida Noblia speaking. Yes, I think it's very good to receive input from these people that are addressing these issues. Not long ago, there was a request for comment from the different geographic regions. Carlton Samuels was in that group. And we spoke about frontiers, borders among countries, and the possibility to integrate countries to other spaces different from geographic regions. I don't recall all the topics very well right now, but this bears a relation to CCTLDs. So I believe there are plenty of elements or factors to be considered. I am quite new. I have just been within ICANN for a year now. These are very profound topics with many nuances. So first of all, we need to have or receive as much input as possible in order to analyze this topic. This is Sergio speaking. Great, Aida, thank you. This is Sylvia Herling speaking. This is Sylvia Herling speaking. Okay. Regarding the CCNSO and the CCTLDs, well, within this working group, we have to study the report on geographic regions because no doubt this will affect decisions that have to do with CCTLDs. So that is one of the documents that we could post or distribute so that everybody can study that material and focus on the results of what this group on geographic regions has done. That is the end result the group has presented to the entire community. So we should study that as well. Thank you. This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you, Sylvia. I have just posted a link in the Adobe Connect room. This is a link to the material on geographic regions, but I have posted more material. That has to do with an introduction to CCTLDs. That is, what IANA is doing in terms of domains and the routes, and what are the CCTLD agreements between ICANN and the CCs? So there is sensitive documents are involved. Diego Acosta Bastidas in Buenos Aires was asking whether we could access these documents. And in the case of Ecuador, the agreement signed with Ecuador is also there. So there are plenty of documents that I have just posted, so it would be very good for us to read those documents. The documents are in English. Maybe we find some of them in Spanish. So unfortunately, it is very difficult to have machine translation of documents that are in a PDF format, but what is posted on the web can be very quickly translated. We have the Chrome, for instance, and some other internet explorers or navigators that allow this feature, this translation feature or functionality. But basically, oh, excuse me, I didn't post the material on geographic regions. Let me check. Please bear with me for a minute. No, I didn't post that material. So I believe that we have to focus on geographic regions. There is a report on revocation in the, I don't know if we address that in our Lacralo call, in our prior Lacralo call, but we do need to start focusing on that regarding CCTLDs. So there are plenty of topics that have to do with this group. So we have to put all these topics in order. So we have to focus. Yes, Dev, I will tell Sergio. This is the interpreter. I will tell Sergio as soon as I can. So, Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. We have to focus on all these topics, and we have to focus on specific points so that our discussions are enriching. So, we have certain deadlines to meet. That is, by January the 31st, our region has to express its view regarding certain reports regarding revocation of CCCLDs. So that is a report that was sent in October. And the window for comments closes on January the 31st. So it would be interesting for us to read this material, see if we are in agreement or not with what is being done, see whether we are in a position to make a comment. Maybe we are still not up to the circumstances. But I think that this is a good motivation, that is, to draft a regional recommendation on a report drafted by the CCNSO. Does anyone want to take the floor at this point in time?
Yes, Deb? Please. I do want to speak something. This is Dean speaking. Yes. Are you hearing me?
Of course. This is Sergio. Yes, of course. Go ahead, please, Deb.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to respond on this issue of the geographic regions report. I'm going to actually, I would say, disagree. And the reason why I'm going to disagree is this. First of all, the geographic regions report is an important one because it talks about how the regions are organized within ICANN and how countries fit within those regions and therefore how the AAPs and SOs are structured in terms of diversity and so forth. So it is an important document. However, from a CCTLD perspective, it doesn't really make any changes in how CCTLDs will run in terms of its policies and so forth. So from a CCTLD perspective, there's no impact regarding how CCTLDs will run or anything of that regard. Now, the report has been published, and in fact, I believe it was available in multiple languages. So either until there, whatever only you can study it, as for Lakwala to study. However, I think that the ability to make any changes or recommendations now, I think it has passed because the ELAC already has sent in its comments and voted on the ELAC comments on this geographic regions report. The vote happened in early January. So, and I believe now that the various EACs and SOs have commented on it, it's now in the hands of the board for study. When I say the board, the ICANN board for study. So I don't know if there's any opportunity to make any meaningful comments to the geographic regions report since it's been, and keep in mind this geographic regions report was presented at various times in previous ICANN meetings. So my suggestion is that if Lakwalu as a whole wants to look at the geographic regions report and make comments or recommendations, that's one thing. But from a CCTLD perspective, and if we're dealing with CCTLD issues, the two are not related in that regard. So that's my comment on it. That's it.
Thank you very much, Deb. Aida, you have the floor. Thank you. This is Aida Novilia. I just wanted to say that I do agree with Deb when it comes to changing, because we know there is a report already done, and what we are suggesting, in fact, is that in this first stage, we should accumulate or gather information together so as to be able to define, because at least myself, I do not have very clear in my mind the objectives of this working group. So, I know what CCTLDs are, but I am not sure about the focus they have. So, perhaps we need to take into account this report on geographic regions, because it is related. And this would be to gather certain elements together so as to see how all these material impact on CCTLDs and what we can produce regarding CCTLDs, what materials we can produce regarding CCTLDs. That is my comment. This is Sergio Salinas Porto. Thank you very much, Aida. Diego,
okay.
Would you like to
fine.
Make any comment? This is Sergio. Dev, of course, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Sergio. Thank you, Aida. This is David. I'm speaking. I agree that this document is an important document, and I spoke as a participant in at-large. We all should read it because it's a very important document, and it talks about how I can as a whole deal with the geographic regions. And the final report made various recommendations as to how ICANN should proceed. And so obviously, indeed, we should study that document, but not as part of this working group. Because this working group is to look at issues related to country core top level domains. And to me, this geographic regions is not really, it's not related. We think country, we hear the word country code.
This is Sergio Salinas Porto. Okay, Dev, perhaps you dropped, so while you reconnect, I will proceed with a meeting, with a call. First of all, just to be clear, we need to read the report for the sake of participation. When it comes to the Malvinas issue, there were certain comments regarding the previous draft. I don't remember well, but I think it was 2 years ago or 1 year ago, perhaps Sylvia, you might help me remember. I think it was 2 years ago. There was an outworking group that was working in San Francisco. It was in San Francisco. So there was a working group working on different topics regarding geographic regions and how to optimize this and the view ICANN has regarding the internet world. This is just to put it somehow. So it would be interesting that we take this and that we start building our ideas. I don't know if this has a direct impact on CCTLDs. So I think we need to read again the report and to take this into account, to take the report into account, to start producing our own materials. The other point or topic that we need to address, and which has to do with CCTLDs exclusively, is a document produced by the CCNSO, which has to do with the revocation of the CCTLDs. And according to what I have seen and the information provided by Dev, there is no limit. The deadline is January the 31st. So we have only 8 days, let's say 9 days, so as to draft a document or two documents. So the question is, which are we going to choose or take? And on the other hand, we need to see if we are taking the two documents, if we are considering the two documents, how are we going to divide ourselves to work with them? So I would like to discuss this, but before going into that discussion and in order to close this item, I think we should define the chair and the co-chair of this working group because this is very important. And this will be important for the leadership of this work. So is there anyone who would like to make a comment? Sergio speaking. Aida, is that you? Aida, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Aida Noblia speaking. Well, I wanted to say that I do agree with you, and we need to read both documents. As Deb said, these reports are important, and we need to be aware of the geographic regions because CCTLDs are part of those regions. And we also need to read the other report. So it would be just a question of dividing the activities. I don't know the processes. Perhaps it would be time-consuming for one person to read both documents, but in my case, I need to review the information so as to be able to contribute to the group. I have been reading, and I have been participating of the discussions and following the inputs and comments made by Carson Samuels and some other people. So I could review those comments, and I will try to read the other document. But as I said before, and I repeat, these are the inputs that we need to take into account in order to produce one document to meet that deadline, which is January the 31st. And the idea is to have an objective, a goal for this working group. And this is January the 31st is not that goal, or it's not the goal. I think the group was created, and we can work until January the 31st, but this will be important because of the knowledge we will gain. And I am talking from my point of view, from my personal perspective, but I think we need to define the goal of the working group. I think it would be good to read both documents because it will be useful for the working group. But, and if we are able to post comments by January the 31st, okay, that would be very good, but we need to focus on the goal, the main goal of this working group. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you very much. I either have two persons raising their hands, Silvia Ivanco and Diego Acosta Bastidas. I don't know who will be the first one. Diego, go ahead, please. Silvia, if you don't mind, I will give the floor to Diego first. Silvia speaking. Yes, of course, no problem, Sergio. Go ahead. Sergio speaking. Diego, go ahead, please. You have the floor. Diego, are you there? Sergio speaking. Okay, Silvia, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Silvia Ivanco speaking. I just wanted to repeat what Aida have just said regarding something which is not very clear for me, and this is the objectives of this working group. I think we need to debate and discuss the CCTLDs and take into account the CCNSO, and that would be the first action item. Perhaps we can talk to Maureen for her to speak to us, but I would also like to know or to have a short-term objective or goal for this working group, and this would be in terms of the comments that are open now for the public comment periods that are open now. But we also need to set long-term objectives and general objectives. So my question is, what are those long-term objectives? The idea is to be able to help you and to find within ICANN certain people who can come to this group to help you, to speak to you, and to discuss with you about these topics. Thank you very much. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia. I think that on one hand, we have one open working group, which will not only take into account the policy discussions from the CCNSO or GNSO or other specific working groups working on CCTLDs, but these working groups, I think, should have the possibility of defining or having an overview, a regional overview regarding CCTLDs. the ones who have been participating for a long time realize that usually the standpoints are individual standpoints. And this is something that happens in our everyday life as internet users, but this is not also this is not applicable to geographic regions, and we need to take into account continents as well. So these, they have a different view. They have regional views regarding policies, in this case regarding CCTLD's policies. The Latin American and the Caribbean regions does not have a certain or a concrete standpoint. So we need to evaluate the, or assess the conditions of CCTLDs in the different countries to assess the region, to evaluate the regions, and based on that to make different actions regarding CCTLDs. I don't know if this is clear enough, but I think this is the path to go. And that's why I have posted as point number four the temporary metrics. That is to say, we should have temporary metrics. This will imply that we can have metrics in terms of different tasks, because I think this will be a long-lasting group. Due to the dynamics of the internet, we will be working continuously in terms related to or topics related to CCTLDs. Silvia, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Silvia Helen, please go ahead. This is Silvia Helen. Thank you, Sergio. I raised my hand when so Silvia asked her question, and I think Sergio, you answered that question very well. The idea of this working group came up due to the problems that we already have, or the specific problems that we already have, and we have CCTLDs that are related to LACRALO. So the idea of having a regional overview of CCTLDs, well, that would be our main goal. So we can have that on one hand, and on the other hand, we can take into account the report or the work on geographic regions. And I think we can summarize all these in item 3 and define that item as a main topic. So we can analyze any specific problem already existing in one of, in any country, and post that into the mailing list, so that all the representatives, or like LACRALO representatives, read or review and can contribute with the problems that their countries may have with CCTLDs. Thank you very much. Sergio Trinas Poto, thank you. Silvia, Aida, you have the floor. This is Aida Noblia speaking. I fully agree with Silvia, and this is also the development and the diagnosis and survey of a CCTLDs. We need to assess the problems of CCTLDs in the region, and taking into account the time we are undergoing and the development of IPv6, well, perhaps, I know these are complex issues, but perhaps we can address these issues as well. We can define the relationship or how CCTLDs might be affected by the IPv6 development in the different regions. Perhaps this would be a more complex issue, but I think that this might impact on CCTLDs. I mean, the development of all these domain names might impact on CCTLDs. Sergio Salinas Poto, thank you very much, Aida.
This is Dave speaking. I want to say something.
Just to reply to your comment, this is Sergio Salinas Poto for the record. I would say that even though these are different or separate issues or topics, CCTLDs and IPv6, these topics come from LACNI. But I think that they are in fact related, because if we can produce or have a map of the CCTLDs in the region, and this does not mean to grant or assess DOT to a CCTLD. For example, we can have Argentina with DOT-AR. I mean, if we have a map of the regions with other CCTLDs in the countries, and if we perform an analysis, well, this will take us perhaps quite a long time, but that task or that activity might help us to deepen into different other or into other activities. For example, those related to IPv6. Perhaps this might not be considered within this working group. Perhaps we need to create a separate working group to work on IPv6, because this is a topic that has a high impact on our region, and sometimes the development possibilities are not that high. So I can give you the example of Argentina and the companies working in Argentina. I mean, there is no investment by companies. And perhaps all that might be a reason to start discussing the topic in a separate working group. I mean, this topic of IPv6 implementation. And we can also start working with the RIRs and the different regions. But these are two different activities. At least that is my point of view. I don't know if there is any other participant who would like to make a comment about this.
This is Dave. I would like to make a comment.
We are running out of time, so we need to go to move to item number three. When it comes to item number three, well, this is the definition or the election of the authorities, the chair and co-chair. So it is up to us to define or to the chair and the co-chair for this working group. So I...
this is Dave. Can you hear me?
I want
to make a comment on
that. Define the chair and co-chair for this working group. This is Sergio.
This is
Dave, go ahead,
can
please.
Hear me? I want to...
Dave, go ahead, please.
Okay.
You have the floor.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Dave Lance speaking. I missed quite a bit of what was said earlier, but I want to go back to the issue regarding our charter. And I just want to think that we need to really understand what our charter is before we decide who could be a chair or co-chair of a working group. Because we're still discussing what it is. I think there was some question, I think it was from Diego, that was asking about, you know, the particulars from the geographic regions working group. It's in the report, and I'll find the link and I'll post it again to the Black Valley mailing list. But essentially, the geographic regions made various recommendations that the regions stay as they are. And if a country wishes to be aligned with a different region, it can do so once it has the approval of that state, country, or territory's government. It can do so. It was about 10 recommendations. So we can find the report, and again, I'll be happy to post that to the list. I only got back connected when I was hearing Sergio talking about I believe it was IPv6 and so forth. My friend suggests probably what an idea for this working group is to really, well, I think it's a long-standing objective for at-large structures to be able to work more closely with their CCTLDs in their country. So, and to really give more impact to the CCTLD policies in that country, rather than trying to make impact on the CCNSO is appropriate, but I don't know but what I'm hearing, these type of localized issues, IPv6 deployment and so forth, it may be better realized in proper discussions with the CCTLD directly. So I would like to suggest that probably one of the objectives of this working group is not so much to talk about IPv6, but to strengthen the relationship between CCTLDs and at-large structures. Finally, also, Sergio, you had mentioned a map. Well, the LACTLD, which is the organization comprising of CCTLDs from the region, they already have a map that's often shown at various ICANN meetings, and it's on their website. It's a very large poster, and it, you know, shows all of the CCTLDs in the region. So that map is already done. So, and of course, LACTLD also has their meetings, CCTLD issues. So is there a possibility then for sponsorships, for example, to go to LACTLD meetings? Is that a possibility, you know? Strengthening the ties between, so looking at ways to, you know, improve our collaboration with LACTLD and with your local CCTLD in the region. That, I think, is probably what we should do, rather than look at IPv6 alone or anything of that sort. I hope I made my points clear. That's it.
This is Sergio Lasporto speaking. Thank you very much, Seth. Thank you for your comments. We have very little time. I think Dev has supplemented or has added more information to what we have been discussing before. So I am happy to see that we're on the same page. And now we need to discuss three things. I see Sylvia is asking for a 5-minute extension. I think that will be enough. I know that you are looking at me, or many of you are looking at me, to be the chair of this working group. I would prefer to have other chair, but I have no problems in being the chair of this working group, provided that, I mean, Dev, would you like to be as the co-chair of this working group and work with me?
This is Dave. It's not about if you're being the co-chair, but I think, given that we're running out of time, might I suggest this action item? One, I think once we have that documented and people could comment on it and so forth, by the time of the meeting, you know, we have a very clear idea of what this working group is going to do. Then we can look at the selection of chair and co-chair. I don't think we should select the selection of chair and co-chair of this working group now, because we're still trying to figure out what this working group is going to do. Well, let's figure out what we want to do. Let's put that on the wiki page, and then we can then move ahead with, unless there's some large disagreement that will follow, then let's proceed with a chair and co-chair. That's it. I sincerely hope I wasn't just to talk about that.
Dev, this is Veronica, one of the interpreters. We are not receiving audio from Sergio, so perhaps he dropped. This is Jose Arza speaking. Sorry for interrupting. I don't know if I may take the floor. I see Sylvia with her hand up, but thank you very much, Sylvia. I am not a member of this working group, but I would like to make a clarification, which I believe it is important, taking into account the activities of the region. And I think we should involve in this issue of a chair and co-chair, and we need to give this position to people who are newcomers. For example, Aida is a person who came to the region not long ago, and she's very committed. That's my comment. This is Silvia Helen Leite. Thank you very much, Jose. I have a question and perhaps a clarification, but I believe that Jose is very right. I think Aida would be a very good chair or co-chair because she's new to the different working groups, but she's very committed and very energetic. So the reason why I indicated Dev as a co-chair is because he participates a lot and he knows, he's very knowledgeable. So I believe that the chair and co-chair should have a minimum knowledge about the topic. But what I did not understand is the reason why we should first define the topics and then we should elect the chair and co-chair. I mean, because otherwise I am contradicting myself when it comes regarding what I have said about Dev. I mean, we need to work on that. And I believe that anyone could be the chair or co-chair of this working group because everyone will be involved on reading documents. So I don't see what is the barrier to not to elect or not to define the chair and co-chair now. Thank you.
Okay,
I am back. I see many people typing. Jose, I see you typing, so welcome to the group. It's a pleasure to have you here. Aida, you have the floor, but we only have very few minutes. Aida Novia speaking. I just wanted to say, sorry for interrupting you, Sergio. I do agree with Sylvia. I think that we should have people with great knowledge because I am very willing to work, but I do not have the necessary amount of knowledge. And I also agree with Sylvia in that we are and we need to define the topic, the task of our working group, because this is not something which is clear. We have different elements to assess and to consider. Anyway, this has been a very productive call. But
okay.
I think we can define the chair and co-chair afterwards. I don't see why we need to define the chair and co-chair now. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you very much. Is there any other comment?
A comment?
Dev, you have the floor. Go ahead, please, but please be very brief.
Thank you. Just to say that I support Sylvia's concern that, you know, it would be good for Aida to be considered as a chair or co-chair. It's good to get newcomers, a new person getting involved in ICANN policy discussion. So I would support that. I was just saying, as you know, because as herself has now said again, we need to really define clearly what we are trying to do and what this working group is about. And it's just more of a, well, you first define what you're going to solve, and then you put the group come together to solve those problems. We haven't really discussed it, but we need to put this down on the wiki page. And so forth. I was just again suggesting to do this in the interest of time because I know it's more proxy hour. That's really my key concern. And if Aida was willing to be considered as chair, I'll be willing to be considered as co-chair. I'm just trying to, because I know it's beyond the hour, and I know the interpreters have been here for a while, so, you know, that's it.
This is Dev. Sorry, I was not able to understand the last part of your speech or your comment. Could you please repeat that?
Okay, this is Dave. I was saying that I was just trying to, you know, I know that we're reaching the end of the call, and that's why we think we don't need to do this now. But if you really feel that you need to define the chair and co-chair now, I would support either for the chair of the working group, and I'll be willing to serve as a co-chair of the working group as well. If you want to move things forward, that's it.
Sergio Lina Spota speaking. Okay. Dev, is there any other comment?
No. I think we just need, as an action item, we need to put all this to top, all of the discussions as to what we want this working group to do on a wiki page. So that's our key action item to come out of this meeting. That's it.
Sergio Lina Spota speaking. Thank you very much for your comment, Dev. I do agree with you. This is on the agenda. When the agenda was drafted, I mean, I didn't pay attention to the order, but I think that we need to organize ourselves. I am now chairing this call, but any of us could be the chair of this call, but I believe that it was necessary to get organized to start and to finish with the previous topics. So this was just a question of order. We can define a chair and a co-chair so that then we can develop the other items on the agenda. Now, when it comes to the definition of our tasks and responsibilities, well, I do agree with you. We need to focus on that. Even though we have defined the overview, the big outlook, I mean, we need another call to keep on discussing this. I mean, I don't have any problems with accepting the appointment of a chair and co-chairs, but I think this is something important. And I think that we need to work together. I don't know if, Dev, you agree with this. If you agree with
this, is
we can
start
working. But, as Jose said before, we need to take into account and we need to be willing to work. I mean, that is the most important thing. If there is any topic that we do not know, we, the ones participating with ICAM, have criteria. So, and we have our judgment as well, and we need to work. We are volunteers, and we are willing to work, and we learn. Every time we work, we learn. So what we need to have is the willingness to work. We only have 4 minutes till the end of the call, and Dev, if you agree with that, we will bring this call to a close, and we will continue with another item.
This is Dave. I think, yes, we can close the call and have another call to discuss after you click on the wiki, you know, what this working group is about. We can have another call to review that. I agree.
Sergio Lina Spota speaking. Okay, thank you very much. Do you think that we can meet again next week? I mean, that is an open question. We can have perhaps not the same on the same day because I will be abroad. This, it could be on Friday, but could we have a doodoo pool, Sylvia? Because I will be out of the office the whole week until Friday. So let's circulate a doodoo pool with a possible date or if it is not next week, it will be the following week. Perhaps Monday or Tuesday of the following week. What do you think about this? We still need to debate and discuss other topics, but we need to bring this call to an end. Now, the question is there any other question or comment? Okay, so the three remaining items will be open for discussion for the next call. So thank you very much for your participation. I repeat, I think it is very important to have our chair here with us in the call, and let's meet in the future. This is Sergio Silvibanco speaking. I just wanted to say that I would like to invite you to keep on discussing the issues and topics on the wiki and through the mailing list so that we can have information, and we will circulate the doodle pool next for next week or the other. This is Sergio speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia. Thank you very much to the interpreters and for their time, because they're always helping our region. So we are very thankful. Let's talk and see you later. Goodbye.
Thank you all, and thanks again to the interpreters.